I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Stuff and Practice Series. So often, when you question, when you ask a question to a rabbi, a kashrus question, that you use the wrong pot, the wrong spoon, meter, dairy, milchigs, or fleishigs, the rabbi's first question will always be, when was the last time that you used that pot? When was the last time that you used that spoon? Was it within 24 hours? The Gemara in today's Daf, Psachim Daf Mem Dalet, tells us about this idea, this 24-hour rule. It's called Ben Yomo. Was it used within the last 24 hours? In order to understand the significance of this concept of Ben Yomo, you really have to learn today's daf. Today's daf, well, the Gemara introduces to us the concept of Tam Ke'ikr. Whenever we discuss anything in Kashrus, when it comes to Kalim, utensils, vessels that were used, there's an assumption that there is an absorption of the food cooked in this pot that was infused into the walls, into the vessel itself. And therefore, well, later, if you're going to use that vessel again with something else, that taste is going to come right back out. And that taste is significant. Ta'am ki'ikr. We care about that taste. We care about those blios, that which was absorbed. And therefore, if you have a spoon, the whole concept of a meat spoon, what's a meat spoon mean? That was meat absorbed into it. Therefore, it's going to come out. It may cause a problem if it comes out into something that was dairy. It could be a problem with asir b'chalav. However, the only time taste is a problem is if it tastes good. No sin tam l'shvach, it adds value. If it detracts, if it's no sin tam l'fgam, if it doesn't taste good anymore, then we don't say tam ke'ikr. That taste isn't significant. Therefore, the Gemara tells us in the bottom of Himdal Rom Beis that ein ben yomo, if it's more than 24 hours from when the taste is absorbed, that taste no longer gives off good taste. And therefore, when it comes back out into the new food, it's no sin tam l'fgam, it gives off a bad taste and isn't significant, isn't important. Therefore, if you have a milchig spoon, what does that mean? You have a dairy spoon. That means that it was used with something dairy hot that the taste was absorbed into the spoon. You wait 24 hours, then you stick it into something meat. It's not going to cause a problem because that which comes out is no sin tam l'fgam. Now, the spoon may become a problem. Let's say I have a fork. That I used it to check the chicken in my oven. So now my fork is a meat fork. And then I stick it into the pizza in my toaster oven. After 24 hours, the fork now has absorptions from both the chicken and the cheese. The fork needs to be kashered. But the food, since 24 hours passed, since it's eino ben yomo, since it's only mostly tam l'fgam, gives off a bad taste, it's not going to cause any problems to the pizza. Now, it doesn't mean you're allowed to do that l'chatchila. It's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, late at the end of the Masechta, that you're not allowed to keep on switching back and forth because gazru eina ben yomo, at ben yomo, you may get confused whether it's within 24 hours or after 24 hours. But in terms of the kashrus of the food, if you by mistake used your chicken soup pot, you always use it for chicken soup, it's certainly meat, and you by mistake made noodles and cheese in that pot with cheese, as long as 24 hours passed, the food is kosher. The pot needs to be kosher, but the food is kosher since the blios, the taste that comes out, is no sin tam lifgam.